أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. Repentance or Toba. Repentance is mentioned many times in the Quran. It is such an important aspect of worship that Allah has named an entire surah after it, Surah At-Tawbah or the ninth surah. Allah's name Al-Tawwab, acceptor of repentance, is also mentioned 11 times. Islam fully understands the temptation we all face that makes us fall into sin. Hence, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with repentance so that those sins can get wiped out from our book of records. It is one of the most beloved forms of worship in the eyes of Allah. He loves those who repent sincerely, and it makes him so happy, just as a traveler is happy when he finds his lost camel in the desert. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْتَوَّابِينَ وَيُحِبُّ الْمُتَطَحِّرِينَ. Verily Allah loves those who repent and those who purify themselves. Surah Baqarah, ayat number 222. Allah says in the Quran, Surah Furqan, ayat number 70, "The one who repents and believes and does good deeds, then Allah will replace the evils of such people by good deeds. And Allah is most forgiving, very merciful." Also in Surah Ma'idah, verse number 39, Allah says, "But whosoever repents after his crime by obeying Allah, then verily Allah will pardon him, accept his repentance." O ye who believe, turn to Allah with sincere repentance. It may be that your Lord will expiate from you your sins and admit you into gardens under which rivers flow. Surah Tahrim, ayat number 8. The doors of repentance are open until a person's death. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Allah spreads out his hand at night to accept the repentance of those who did wrong during the day, and during the day to accept the repentance of those who did wrong during the night, until the sun rises from the west." Muslim Hadith number 2759. However, there are three conditions to the acceptance of repentance. You need to give up your sin completely, feel regret on having done it, and resolve never to go back to it again. وَتُوبُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا أَيُّهَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. And repent to Allah, O believer, all of you, so that you may achieve success. An-Nur, ayat number 31. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "O people, repent to Allah and seek His forgiveness, for I repent 100 times a day." And this was our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, most loved by Allah. What excuse do we have then? Or do we think we are perfect? Every son of Adam sins, and the best of those who sin are those who repent. Tirmidhi. Do not despair in Allah's mercy. Surely Allah will forgive all sins. Surah Zumar, ayat number 53. So no matter what sin you have committed, be it major or minor, lying, backbiting, consuming riba or interest, slandering, alcohol or zina, adultery, repent sincerely and do not worry about the waswas, whisperings of the shaitan, suggesting that your repentance is not accepted, as that itself is a form of disbelief in Allah's mercy and what Allah and His Messenger have conveyed. Say to those who have disbelieved, if they cease from disbelief, their past will be forgiven. Surah Anfal, ayat number 38. Conceal your sins, because according to one hadith, verily Allah is a sittir, that is, He conceals people's sins, and He loves those of His slaves who conceal their sins. Hence, do not advertise a sin even as big as adultery. Rather, be ashamed of it, regret, and ask for forgiveness, promising never to repeat it and repent for it. Let your sins be between you and Allah for Him to judge and forgive you, just as your good deeds are for Allah alone. The reward of repentance is a good life in the shade of faith, contentment, peace of mind, tranquility, blessings from heaven and earth, increase in one's wealth, offspring, productivity, good health and protection from disease. Let me leave you with one of the many du'as for repentance, the du'a of Adam alayhi salam. رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا وَإِلَّمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَتَرْحَمْنَا لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. Our Lord, we have wronged ourselves, and if you do not forgive us and have mercy on us, we will surely be among the losers. Surah Araf, ayat number 23. I sincerely ask Allah to forgive us all for all our shortcomings and sins, my sins, major and minor, committed openly or secretly, and accept our repentance. Keep us in His protection from committing those sins again, and keep us on Sirat al-Mustaqim. Allahumma Ameen. Jazakallah khair for listening, and please continue to share with as many of your contacts and spread this podcast around to benefit everyone and attain a share in the ajar or reward. Barakallahu li wa lakum. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.